If a man wears out his old suit, he might go down and buy a
new one.
Okay, or new suit.
A new suit.
Okay. If I put rocks or hickory nuts or something in my pocket to the talking before.
Bulge.
Right. And if, now this is what they don't do anymore either, but in the days before everything was sand-fried, if you washed a shirt, it might what?
Shrink.
Right.
Well, it'll do it sometimes now if you put them in dryers.
I was just getting ready to say, maybe I spoke too soon, because I put on a shirt the other day that I hadn't ever worn but once, and the sleeves came up to about here on me when I put it on, and my wife had apparently thrown it in the dryer with the wrong batch of stuff or something.
And gotten it too hot, and you do that, and this stuff that we have now, this polyester and knit and all that sort of stuff, and if you dare put it in a dryer, I don't have one, but my daughter does, and I know the ladies that I work with up there, there's one of them particularly who, she has made nothing but double knits, and two of her dresses, I was amused at her, she rooms with this elderly lady, so Elizabeth had been sick, and she had been to Florida, her home's in Florida, and she had been to Florida, but she had left these dresses, and this landlady of hers had thought she was helping her out, and she washed those things and slammed them in the dryer.
Oh no. Well, I noticed now you see on all of the commercial laundries and everything, the washateria thing, it has a note on the dryer not to put double knits.
Well, that's right.
What about the thing that you carry your money in?
Billfold, or purse, is that what you want?
Okay. And besides a watch, you might wear a what on your arm?
Bracelet.
Okay. And a thing a man might wear to hold his pants up if he doesn't wear a belt?
Suspenders.
Okay. So you wear it like you've got beads around your neck, you'd say that's a what of beads?
Necklace.
Okay, you ever wear a string of beads or anything like that?
String of beads. Okay. According to what kind it is.
Yeah. But there's an old song, String of Pearls, I believe, Tommy Dorsey or somebody, Dan Miller, somebody used to play.
I think Tommy Dorsey played that.
What about something, if it's raining, you might put one up over your
umbrella.
Head?
Umbrella.
Okay. Now, something, after you make up the bed, you put a what on top of the bed, over it?
Bedspread. What do you want me to say, counterpain?
Have you ever heard counterpain or counterpain or something like that?
I had one, my mother had a beautiful white one of these, you know, that with the raised, looked like embroidery on it, you know, and on our guest bed, and I had a little dog when I was growing up, and she didn't, of course, she stayed in the house all the time, but she loved to ride in the car, and I'll never forget, one morning, Mother took me to school, and it had been pouring down pitchforks, just pouring, you know. And she came back, and she wouldn't let Trixie go, and we'd just let Trixie in the house after she'd been out, and it was white. So when she went back in, of course, Trixie had been right up in the middle of the bed. The minute she heard Mother down, she went with this red clay, you know, where she had been out in a part of the yard.
Well, that won't come out either.
No, she had to work. She went ahead and washed it right straight, of course, and it had not gotten enough on it, but her little old tracks were all over that, of course, and you know what she got.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Well, I don't blame her.
On the old beds, they used to have a pillow that went all the way, one pillow that went all the way across.
Bolster.
Right. And,
I imagine there's a lot of these questions if you ask younger folks that.
No, they...